everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. This episode will be released on June 26th, an important date related to the topic of today's episode, addiction. Actually, this International Day is not about addiction, but about strengthening action and cooperation in achieving the goal of a world free of drug abuse. Yes, a day against drug abuse and illicit trafficking, established in 1987. The reason behind this choice is that it is a challenging global problem that touches and affects the lives of millions of people, from individuals struggling with substance abuse to drug trafficking and organized crime. Each year, the theme varies, focusing on different aspects of the global drug crisis. And the current campaign tries to emphasize evidence-based approaches to prevent drug abuse and illicit trafficking. It is necessary to raise awareness about the importance of treating people who use drugs with respect and empathy. World Drug Day serves as an important platform to renew the global commitment to addressing the complex and evolving drug problem. Still, I think that I'll write a post about it, and I will shift the focus now to general addiction. How can I simply define addiction? Well, addiction is a complex medical condition characterized by the compulsive and uncontrollable use of substances or as well engagement in behaviors. Addiction can have profound physical, psychological, and social impacts, and it is considered a chronic relapsing disorder. There are three types of addiction, and I bet that at least one of them can recall something related to you, dear listeners. The first type is substance addiction, which refers to the compulsive and uncontrolled use of a particular substance, such as alcohol, nicotine, and drugs, such as opioids or cannabis, for example. The second type is behavioral addiction, which is characterized by an intense, compelling urge to participate in specific behaviors or activities. Some examples could be gambling, gaming, internet, shopping, sex, exercise, work, relationships, and as well eating disorders. The third type is a combination of the two different addictions type, known as cross-addiction. I don't want to go further in detail, but listen to the following song. Didn't get a lot in class, but I know it don't come in a shot glass. They try to make me go to rehab, but I say it no. Maybe I should have chosen Addicted, but Rehab is one of the most famous songs of Amy Winehouse, which talks about her personal struggles with substance abuse, mental illness, and addiction. She died in 2011, but her songs are still listened to. This song is about refusing to go to rehab, despite pressure from family, friends, and doctors. It is a difficult path to choose if you want to reach recovery, but she had a strong will. Anyway, her story reminds me that addiction has long been a prevalent theme in literary works, with authors exploring the complex and often tragic nature of this condition through the creation of compelling characters. I've chosen only two characters. The first is Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby, one of my favorite classics. The different addictions of the iconic protagonist created by Fitzgerald were the central story's themes. Mr. Gatsby hosted each weekend lavish parties, showing an extravagant lifestyle to attract lost love, Daisy, which can be seen as a sort of obsession. To be honest, Gatsby has in his mind an idealized, romanticized view of his relationship with Daisy, refusing to accept the reality that their past cannot be recaptured. And to cope with this feeling, he developed an alcoholic drinking problem. These compulsive and destructive behaviors underline the disillusionment and the consequences of pursuing an idealized vision of the past. The second character was created by an Italian author, which I've mentioned in the second part of the Italian Day episode. I'm talking about Zeno Cosini, the main character of Zeno's Conscience, written by Italo Svevo. The novel follows Zeno Cosini, who is trying to deal with his addiction and psychological problems. The novel is written in the form of a diary in which Zeno recounts his experiences and reflection on his life and the mental illnesses underlying his addictions, especially smoking. His smoking habit is a prime example of being unable to break the cycle of compulsion, becoming linked to his sense of self and his attempts to quit or change these behaviors are often met with a profound sense of loss or disorientation. Through Zeno's narration, Svevo explores the mechanisms of human mind, realistically and ironically. Offers a complex vision of mental health. Zeno's Conscience is a novel that highlights the importance of understanding and addressing mental disorders, and through Zeno's perspective, it is shown how awareness of one's problems is the first step towards healing. It is a beautiful reading that I suggest you. When I was reading this novel, it reminded me of some words that I've heard lately on TikTok. Der Zug stinkt nach Bier, doch was soll schon passieren? Es ist Viertel vor vier. Es ist Viertel vor vier. Auf dem Weg zu dir. Der Zug stinkt nach Bier, doch was soll schon passieren? Es ist Viertel vor vier. Ich hab gesagt, ich mach es anders, doch jetzt ist es so gekommen. Seitdem du nicht mehr da bist, fühle ich mich so benommen. Seh nicht mehr geradeaus, die Vision ist verschwommen. Ich hab so viel Scheiß erlebt, jetzt mach ich daraus einen Song. Ich smoke viel, doch das war nie das Ziel. Wenn ich fall, dann müsst ihr. Ich glaub, es wird passieren, denn ich bin fragil. Es ist Viertel vor vier. Auf dem Weg zu dir. You have just listened to a sneak peek of an unreleased song by Migu, a Swiss rapper from Forever Young that I've mentioned in episode 14 of season 1 related to Switzerland. This song is called Viertel vor vier, which will be released soon. Save the date, July 5th. It's coming. Anyway, what I've liked from this sneak peek are the following interesting words that I want to translate step by step. Ich hab so scheiße erlebt, jetzt mach ich daraus ein Song. I've been through so much shit, now I'm making a song out of it. Ich smoke viel, und doch war nie das Ziel. I smoke a lot, and it was never the goal. Wenn ich fall, dann mit Stil. If I fall, then with style. Ich glaube, es wird passieren, denn ich bin fragil. I think it will happen, because I'm fragile. These words confirm what I said before, that It is not easy to break a cycle of compulsion, and this leads to being aware that even if we fall, we should not give up and try to stand up again, stronger than before. Now, I think it's time to conclude. A post about this topic will be soon on my website. For now, stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.